to do to go entertain a bunch of 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds.
I blame the Waffle House employees for creating a problem where none exists. We will be back next week on The Town with Mikey D is coming up next, as it does every week. Don't forget, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/bigpicturewmfo. The likes have dropped off. We need more.
No, I mean, well, yeah.
Facebook.com/.
They pick up when I post it.
Bigpicturewmfo. We'll post some more. Until next time, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Until next week, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
Say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the case.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to another Wednesday night here on the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen. I'm back. I love being back. And I'm back. It's Wednesday. We have so much local rock for you. We have many friends and neighbors stopping by. Today we will have Susie Hatton playing for us live in Studio D. Count Zero will be stopping by to say hello. They are celebrating their 20th year as a band. And we should hear about what they have in store for that. Parties are always a good idea. Let's start off today with some music. This is the Jupiter Project. Their CD is called I Can Make You Try, and we are going to hear Pika Boy.
Give up the start to hold. Hi, this is the Gia Teenagers, and you're on the town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Hello, WMFO. We are the Gia Teenagers, and we are proud to announce that after 30 years, the Gia Teenagers are back.
All right, well, so much for being back. One dead track. Wah. Okay, well, I'll try to figure out what happened there, and we'll get back to the Gia Teenagers. But let's discuss what we just played. So before that, we heard Orbit with their song Accelerator, coming off of the Accelerator CD, which was released back in 2000. Before that was the Stila Divine with We All Have Problems, coming off of Secret Society. And we started the set off with the Jupiter Project with Pika Boy, which is coming off of I Can Make You Try. I'm into a very early 2000s mood, apparently. I'm not really too sure why. I'm not, but I am. And that's what happens sometimes. All right, so we're going to try the CD one more time. I'm going to give you recorded live here in Studio D. When Particles Collide. And this is their song, Leave Me Lonely.
Show. I will lie. tell you about my girl. She can be as sweet as sugar, sting you like a bee, and rip you like a cougar. She's been down before, she always keeps back up. The people who hate turn back, they got no power to disrupt.
Stop thinking this is death. else is. Just my breath falls on your eyes to the starry skies.
So it cuts out after a fashion, that's is what you're telling me. Hold on. Wait. So I was fiddling because I didn't have your microphone.
Hi.
Hi. So we just listened to some Count Zero. That was Starry Skies coming off of Robots Anonymous, released way back in 2001. Because like I said, we've been on this early 2000s groove pretty much.
It's vintage.
All day. And I'm joined by members of Count Zero. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. I can't hear you. Go.
Hello. Hello, check.
Yay.
That's
you.
Will.
Hi, Will.
Hi.
And there's also Joel.
That's me.
That's you.
I brought some toys.
Will was excited to see me.
Oh, that's great. So you don't often hear about bands making it to 20 years, not in Boston anyways.
No.
Yeah, it's rare, I'm sure.
So what the hell?
I mean, it's just been two guys for 20 years, just me and Peter Moore. But
yeah,
we refuse to leave. That's what it is.
But yeah, we've always had people that want to keep it going, and we're always writing stuff. So it's been a good vehicle for us. And it's amazing. And I was talking to somebody recently saying me and Peter have worked together longer than that because we were in Think Tree too, and
yes,
and Psychotech and Bongo Fury too, and. And so we've been working together a long time, and we've never had a really blowout argument the whole time. We've gotten along pretty well.
Also, what the hell?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, people have joined the band that have been in more cantankerous groups, mm-hmm. and they join us, and they're like, this is really weird. You guys are nice, and you talk, and you know, there's no fighting or arguing.
It's just all about the love.
Yeah,
love
I don't
music.
Know. But that's probably because we haven't fought is the reason we're not millionaires. It's because
that's
you know,
true.
We've been too nice the whole time. So.
That's true. But then all those other bands that fight aren't millionaires either, though.
That's true.
So yeah. we're all collectively poor, but we're happy.
Happy and poor is good.
Happy and poor.
So we were discussing earlier that 20 years, four CDs.
Yeah.
Just kind of a slow and steady or comes in bursts and then it's like, oh my God, that was exhausting. I got to rest.
I don't know why there's such big gaps. I guess we just don't want to release anything that we don't really love. And so until we have a group of songs that we love, I mean, I just released my first solo record, in quotes, last year called Will R, this project, All in My Head, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I've been writing songs since I was 16, and it took me this long to release my own record, so I'm way worse than Count Zero.
Yeah. I haven't released a solo record yet. I just keep making records with other bands.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Cool. So you're having a big fat party.
Yes.
It's going to be a blowout.
Wait, wrong effect.
It's going to be at Once Lounge.
Yes.
And
this weekend?
It's next Friday, March 18th.
Yes.
Come one, come all.
And yes, it's in the big room at Once in Somerville on Highland Ave. And there's some other great bands playing.
That's right. The Shills.
The Shills. Gunmother.
Gunmother, yeah. Mm. That's Adam Glasseye's new project.
Yes, cool.
And Bury Me Standing, which is a very cool band. I've seen a couple times.
They're awesome. And, you know, that's going to be Vesela and those guys. And everybody's going to have fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a real party. We're going to be giving out things. And there'll be probably some sort of cake.
Cake!
Special drinks.
I mean, it's a restaurant. So there's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be music. And people that have been in the band since its inception are going to be flying in. You're going to see several different lineups of Count Zero in one show.
I was just going to say... Or ask, how many different band members has there been over the past decades?
I don't think we've added that up, but at least 20.
And, you know, I'm keyboard player number 5, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And we've gone through 5 or 6 bass players,
yeah,
3 drummers.
5 for each one, yeah, it's around 20.
3 drummers,
only 3 drummers.
3 drummers, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, 3 live drummers. Jeff counts.
Yeah,
Jeff
totally,
so 4
drummers.
Drummers.
Really.
But Jeff,
the original group was a splintering of Think Tree, so it was Peter Moore, me, and Jeff Peegert.
Yeah, all right.
You know, and it's funny because like after Think Tree had broken up, they also, you know, Pete did a spoken word thing that Will and Jeff decided to play along with, and that morphed into Bongo Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, while they were doing Bongo Fury, they were still recording these songs that would wind up being the first Count Zero record. Some of those were old Think Tree songs, in fact.
Yeah. Very cool. Oh, I love it when band members fly in or just kind of make an appearance to kind of just kind of sew it all together.
They're going to put a landing strip in the parking lot behind Cuisine.
They're all flying in
choppers.
On Trump's helicopter.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah. He's funding the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh,
we carpeted the whole
awesome.
Place with his hair. It's really.
Yeah. It's very plush and orange. Very plush.
Yeah, cool. Let's.
There'll be Trump water, too. Trump steak, exactly.
Okay, what? Why don't we play some music?
We could do that.
I'm trying to figure out how to do this. So
you hit play.
I hit play. Wait, I got to turn this on.
This is a Sell for Salieri.
That's right. This is off the new record, which is called Never Be Yourself, which came out about 18 years ago. No, year and a half. It's a year and a half. 18 months. And. That one was a long time in coming, but this is one of our favorite tracks. We might be playing this one next week.
Okay, so this is A Cell for Salieri by Count Zero.
That is correct.
hell got rid of my tail halfway through.
Nothing worth my head. Never's word, never said. Never know living from dead. And hopeful that I'll never do. Safe and sound. I'll stay here. I'll hunker down. Safe and sound. I'll stay here. I'll hunker down.
And that's it. More Count Zero for you right there.
Yeah. Wow. we were just talking off the air. That album came out 5 years ago, 2011.
Yeah, so we're due for a new one.
That's right.
And that was going to be my next question. Like, it's time.
Yeah. Well, seeds are planted, I think. Some seeds are planted, which, our records are like trees, is how long they take to grow. So give you an idea.
We've planted the little acorns in the ground and
watered a little bit.
Every once in a while we water
sun
it.
Sun comes out.
Sometimes. But this is New England, so it takes a while. It
takes a while because you got winter and stuff.
That's right.
You got to deal with that.
Not today.
Not no. at all. We yes. got the windows open.
We do indeed.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Oof.
It's like warm.
It's you know, it's moist in here.
It's a little moist.
A little sweaty.
A little verklempt.
It's always tough to like make that transition because we're used to being like freezing cold. So suddenly 70 degrees is like, God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too hot.
It's so hot.
It's the Goldilocks syndrome.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Sell for Sarah Leary. And, I'm very excited. I can't tell you how excited we are about this show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I love Kanzera.
And we don't play out that often, and that's by design. I mean, we don't want to wear out our audience, and we also want to do something that's like an event that people are going to want to come to, and this is definitely one of those events.
But soon all the clubs will be closed, and we won't be able to play anyway. So
that's right, and we're just going to broadcast from the Palace of Purpose.
Yeah, okay, well...
Which we could do. I mean, we could totally do that.
Until then, we can all show up next Friday night at once to see
Show up at once!
Yeah,
show
that's up. What I like once. About the name of that place. Where are you playing? At once.
At once.
I didn't ask you when.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, you got that one.
And how do you get there, Will? Practice. That's right.
We practiced. Left at Carnegie Hall.
That's right.
Oh, goody. What else did we chat about?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You can visit our website at count-zero.com where we have all of our wares. We're going to have some special merchandise at the party, that things that you can buy and things that we'll be giving away to people.
I like that.
And I think Will wants me to stop talking. But you know, I mean, you check out what we're doing. Will's got his own site as well for his solo stuff. And
yeah, that's will-r.com. We're really in hyphens in this band.
Yeah,
okay. It's not n dashes or m dashes. I'm a graphic designer, so I know the difference.
Well, Peter Moore World is just petermoreworld.com. There's no hyphens
really.
At all.
Yeah, really, he didn't. He unhyphenated.
He was trying to be contrary like that.
Yeah.
But you know, you can keep up with Peter and Will that way, and you can keep in touch with Count Zero the other way. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know,
and our Facebook page is /RobotsAnon.
That's right,
Robots Anonymous.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so like us on the Facebook.
Yes, that's my favorite record.
I like that one too, myself.
Yeah, I think
I'm a big fan.
I think you know, you ask anybody in the band, we're going to say that Robots Anonymous is pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
One of my favorite records. Because before I started playing with these guys, I used to be their sound guy. And I have fond memories of mixing the CD release party for that show.
I'm really proud of the artwork for that too, which I did.
Yeah.
Inside there's an illustration of robots going up an escalator. That's one of my... I don't do illustration much, and that's not much of one, but I'm still proud of it.
I'm flipping through right now.
Where else do you get robots marching up an elevator?
Oh, there it is. Like, it's taking me forever to find it.
There it is.
Look at that. They're marching down an elevator.
Oh, that's true.
Well, maybe they're walking backwards.
They could be.
And the liquid on the cover of it could be something that comes out of Peter's midsection.
That's absolutely true. We have to change his batteries every once in a while. It's just not pretty, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
the batteries corrode. Yeah, that's what comes out.
That's what happens.
So much information shared with the listening audience right here on the Town. Way to go. Cool. Well, thank you, everyone. Come next Friday to celebrate 20 years of Count Zero being on the planet with us.
Yay!
And let's play a track off of Will's solo record. This is called Sea Monster. Yes, thank you. Thank you. And thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Maybe when I go to sleep, I'll find you waiting in my dreams. I tried to make good things happen accidentally. If I swore that was my intention, would you stop the clock and pay attention? Oh. Just flow from memory into a quiet melody. The only one I couldn't see did all the time and all the talk make up for the things I lost. I know you wanted it to stop, but you were all I wanted. It's easy now that speak to keep the secrets that you seek. I told you everything. I would have given anything, but I know I was not the problem. In your wounds, I only poured the salt in. Sleeping's what I miss the most. Back when we were so close, I'll try not to miss your ghost. You try not to look so close. Promise I won't fall your fear. You would get me out of here. Please just get me out of here. We can still get out of here.
once in a lifetime. Should you ever be afraid the moment it happens, would you turn and walk away? 'Cause you cannot see that. Why do you ask those questions you don't want to know?
Don't ever let it be said that we do not bring the rock and roll. This is, you are listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. We just heard the Drax with One in a Million, coming off of their self-titled CD released last year. Before that was Carissa Johnson with I don't know what to believe in anymore, off of her CD called For Now. She's actually playing tonight.